Alright. Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Friday, January the 22nd. It's 10:28 p.m. Hey, RIP, rest in peace to Hank Aaron. We lost another legend today. He was 86 years old. He was 2 weeks shy of his 87th birthday. And he's definitely one of the greatest baseball players to ever play the game, to ever live. He owned a lot of car dealerships. You know, he owned BMW, Jag, Toyota, Honda. He was a serial entrepreneur, and he played baseball in a time where he got death threats every game. Like he kept some of those letters and read some of those letters, and you know, after he retired, long retired, and that shit was just horrible. But when he was playing, he didn't even speak on none of this shit. Because he felt like he couldn't trust nobody, especially not the white news reporters and white media. So he just kept the shit to himself and handled his business and still performed at a high level. And his story is just remarkable, man. And he helped so many people in Atlanta. He was born in Mobile, though, but Mobile, Alabama, and he helped so many people in Atlanta, man. It was just amazing, and he was very low key, but he was just a true hero, a very humble guy. You know, I thank God that he was able to make it at least to 86, because we have a lot of people, especially in our community, that don't make it to their 80s, you know. They out here early. And thankfully, he made it. And he was 2 weeks shy of his 87th birthday. But the crazy part about it is he took that vaccine a few weeks ago, that Moderna vaccine. It's pictures of him taking that shit just literally a few weeks ago, this month, January. And now he's dead this month. And you know, nobody knows what's in these vaccines. The Moderna vaccine, you know, it's just one shot, but the other one, it's two or three goddamn shots. And nobody can actually tell you exactly what's in it. And they doing a heavy campaign trying to get black people to take this bullshit. And, you know, as far as reports go, Hank Aaron was, you know, in great health, and he, you know, that we know of, and he died in his sleep. But I think it's very interesting that they campaigning for black people to take this shit, because they keep saying, well, black people have a big distrust for the government, and rightfully so. And yeah. I don't think nobody should take this shit until it's a lot of data on it. You know, like, 50, if people want to take it 50 years from now, after you see the research, that's fine. But don't be the guinea pigs for this shit. A buddy of mine was telling me he had the virus. His wife had the virus. And, of course, they made it through. Thank God for that. And his wife, And these people, like in their 60s, his wife was standing in line to get the vaccine. And she get all the way up there and she see all these people. And she asking the nurse, she like, hey, what's all these other people doing here? And the nurse said, oh, they just here just in case you have a heart attack after I give you this shot. And she was like, a heart attack? And she got the fuck out of there. So anything that can give you a heart attack, that can possibly give you a heart attack, you probably shouldn't take the shit. So, hey, y'all know I'm a huge conspiracy theorist. You can go back and listen at the other episodes, and hey, it is what it is, but it could be a coincidence that Hank Aaron took this shot a few weeks ago and just so happened to die. It could just be a coincidence, or it could really be something. Like they say, where there's smoke, it's fire. He took it a few weeks ago. He did. It's definitely unfortunate. When you look at major news, they don't even bring that shit up, that he took the vaccine and all that shit. They constantly keep saying, yeah, they coming out with more vaccine. I wouldn't advise nobody to take that shit. And we definitely need to write our senators and local representatives so they won't try to force our kids to take it to go to school and shit. That's what we all need to do, come together as one and say, no, it's not enough research on this bullshit that you want to give to our kids. The grown motherfuckers, if you want to take it, that's fine. But kids, forcing kids to do it, to go to school, that's bullshit. So, hey, I've been on my soapbox preaching this shit for the last month or so. So, hey, we can't let our kids take this bullshit. Grown-ups, you know, if you decide and feel like it's in your best interest to take it, hey, that's fine. At least you have that freedom to do it. But don't force these kids to do it where they don't, you don't even, as they parents and grandparents or whatever, you don't have a choice because they want you to go to school and have this shot. So, fuck that. But RIP to the legend, a real trailblazer, a serial entrepreneur, a great guy, great man, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, period. He was better than Babe Ruth. He had more home runs than Babe Ruth. But a lot of people don't talk about this shit. They steady talk about Babe Ruth. This motherfucker was better. I'm sorry. So, I had to speak on this. Thank you guys for listening. And as always, go get the merch. Click the link in the bio. If you really want to support this podcast, get the merch, man. I enjoy all the kind words and nice things people send me and hit me up with. But, hey, that's cool, too. And I appreciate that. But get the merch if you really want to support this. So, thank you guys. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Cruder Jr. Until next time.